But he was most blessed.
Because
the power of God was so real upon him.
He
was obtained by the personal Savior, Jesus Christ. And he called it being bound by his love. Yet he enjoyed such liberty. Throughout all the hymns that we found in our hymn books,
在我们诗歌本里面,
we can take a glimpse here, a glimpse there. And we can see, oh, this part is about a revelation of Jesus Christ.
我们发现, oh, 这是
That part is about a Christian's experience of the Lord.
那一个点是讲到神儿女的一个经历。
But we should always remember, either one of these experiences,
不管是哪一种的经历,
they are all because of the Holy Spirit.
他们都是因为有圣灵。
And we have been talking about from Romans 11,
我们一直都有从罗马书11章讲到,
then we said that from him, through him, and to him are all things.
我们讲到了万有都是借着他, 本与他, 借着他, 归与他。
And it is true.
那是真的。
Because this is also our experience.
因为这也是我们的经历。
Without him, we don't know who we are.
除了主我们不知道他是谁,
but when we know who we are,
而我们知道我们是谁,
and without him we forget about who we are along the way.
没有主我们就忘记了主,
and how easily we can forget.
我们也那么容易会忘记,
and therefore the hymn that we just sang,
刚刚我们所唱的诗歌,
we should empty ourselves of sin and pride.
我们要把自己的, 骄傲和都放下。
There is a danger for anyone who are Christians.
对基督徒来讲都有一个危险。
The danger is that if you live day after day without experiencing the Lord,
这危险就是如果我们, 在一天没有主, 在地上生活,
if we keep living on without ever experience the Lord,
如果我们不经历主的自己,
and then we'll find out that actually something wrong with us.
我们就发现一定我身上一定有什么问题。
The Lord promised us that we will experience him daily.
主应许我们，我们一定会经历他。
If we live as a casual Christian day after day without experience of him,
我们如果每一天只是做一个, 普通的基督徒,
then that means the Holy Spirit has not obtained us.
那就表示圣灵还没有得着我们。
That is the first danger.
那是第一个危险。
The second part of the danger is,
这个危险的另外一面,
is that we experience him daily.
就是我们每一天经历主。
And then we thought of ourselves somebody.
然后我们就觉得自己好像是,
变成了不起。
好像很了不起。
And then we think, oh wow, you don't know, I know.
好像你不知道的而我知道。
You have not this experience, I have.
你没有这样的经历,
then we become very prideful of ourselves.
然后我们就非常的骄傲,
as if there is something that we own originally.
好像这是我们原本就该有的,
but it's not true.
但这不是真的。
The Holy Spirit has been sustaining us and keeping us along the way.
因为在这一条路上, 圣灵一直在, 继续不断地保守我们。
So from him, we need to know it's the Holy Spirit.
我们要认识, 主耶稣和他的圣灵。
本于他是因为主耶稣的圣灵。 Through him is because of the Holy Spirit.
借着他是因为圣灵。
And the second part is that if we don't recognize it's through the Holy Spirit,
因为我们没有借着圣灵认识主,
then we become prideful.
然后我们就变成很骄傲,
and we thought of ourselves above everybody else.
然后我们觉得自己好像在众人之上。
When God is to build us up together,
神要把我们一建立一起建造,
and we must have the common experience in the Holy Spirit every day.
我们必须每一天在圣灵里面有同样的经历。
But if we have it,
如果我们有,
then we share it.
我们就分享。
We cannot use this as a judgment on the other.
我们不能用这个来定罪别人。
Because we have not arrived to the final destination yet.
因为我们还没有来到终极点。
There is a destination that we are told to go to.
我们知道我们有一个终极的目标。
God wants to build us up together.
神要把我们一同建造。
So that the whole church can arrive to God's purpose at the same time.
所以整个教会能够一起达到这一个目标。
And we long for that day.
我们也渴望这一天早日来。
But the important thing is that today we must experience the Holy Spirit.
很重要的是我们今天要来经历圣灵。
For through Him are all things.
因为万有都是借着他。
And also we must know that to Him are all things.
万有也是要归于他。
And how are we to arrive to that final point?
我们怎样达到那一个目最后的终极
？A lot of people have a good beginning.
很多人开始的很好。
And a lot of people are born very rich and wealthy.
很多人也生在一个很富有的家庭。
And then they enjoy all the possession they have from their parents.
他们从父母接受很多的财产。
And they enjoy all that there is to enjoy in the world.
他们也享尽世界上一切的荣华。
But somehow, sometimes, something wrong with them.
但是不管怎么样，好像有一点问题。
And so some of these people did not arrive to the destination.
这些人好像最后没有达到那个目的地。
And we do not know if there is this Paris Hilton person, she will arrive to the destination one day.
我们不知道那个希尔顿小姐最后是不是会达到那一个终极点。
But now she is in prison.
然后现在在监牢里面。
It's not that good.
这并不好。
And, you know, it is no surprise for the people in the world.
对世人来说这并不是很稀奇的。
You can keep squandering and spending whatever is given you.
你可以一直的花钱。
And until one day you will get caught and you will be put in prison.
直到有一天被发现被抓关在监牢里。
It is the same thing with our spiritual inheritance.
对我们属灵的产业来讲也是这样。
We may all have started off well.
我们可能开始的都非常好。
But we must keep in the Holy Spirit.
但我们要保守自己在圣灵的里面。
And to constantly be cleansed by the Holy Spirit.
要不断的让圣灵来洁净我们。
For the purpose that we may be led by the Holy Spirit to go to the very end.
目的为的是让圣灵可以带我们到那个目的地。
So today we would like to look into this topic.
今天我们要看这一个题目。
And we want to look at how to get to the end.
我们要来看我们怎样到那个终极点。
And if there is an end for all of us to go to,
如果对我们每一个人来说都有一个终点，
then we must pay attention to the journey.
那我们一定要来注意我们的旅程。
If we are to have a journey together,
如果我们要一同走在这条路上，
then we must all pay attention to our beginning point.
那我们就要来注意我们的开始点。
For our Lord Jesus Christ, He is the first and the last.
主耶稣是首先的也是末后的。
He is the Alpha and the Omega.
他是阿尔法他是俄梅嘎。
If we have begun something in Christ,
如果我们要在主里 有所开始，
Let us pray and hope that each one of us will end in Christ.
我们就要祷告我们每一个人都能够结束在主里。
So let us open our program.
我们打开我们的节目单。
And we will first read Galatians chapter 4.
我们先来读加拉太书第四章。
Because this is the beginning for all Christians.
因为这是每一个基督徒的开始。
Galatians 4:4-7.
第四章四到七节。
When the fullness of the time came, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that He might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Because you are sons,God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. Let us read Revelation 9:4.
我们再读启示录第九章第四节。
They were told not to hurt.
唯独要伤害额上没有神印记的人。
Only the men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads.
那一些在他们的额上没有神的名的人。
Revelation is the end of all things.
启示录是所有是一切的终极。
It is a very scary book to read.
它是一个很可怕的一卷书。
If you are not reading it in the Holy Spirit.
如果你不在圣灵里面读的话。
It is a very hopeful book for us to read.
那也是一卷很有盼望的书。
If we are reading it in the Holy Spirit，
如果我们在圣灵里面来读。
Because God is to show us the end of two kinds of people。
因为神在要看，让我们看见在最后有两种人。
And these two kinds of people appeared in the Book of Revelation。
这两种人在启示录里面出现。
And one kind of these people belongs to God。
一种人属于神。
And their whole life followed the Lord.
他们一生跟随主。
And therefore they come to the end and they know God is there waiting for them.
所以他们来到终极，也知道神在那里等候他们。
There was another kind of people in the book of by the book of Revelation.
启示录里面还有另一种的人。
That they do anything according to their own heart's delight.
他们随心所欲。
And they buy and sell according to what they see is profitable for them.
他们照着自己的利益买做买卖。
And at the end, they will come to the end that God cannot be a part of.
那最后他们与神没有份。
And Revelation 9:4 we just read,
在启示录九章四节,
it speaks of the final judgments for some of these people.
讲到对这些人最后的审判。
That some people will be hurt by this angel from the heavens.
所以讲有些人他们会受伤害。
But the Lord has given his a commandment right there as well.
但主也有一个吩咐。
He will not allow the angel to hurt those who have the seal of God on their forehead.
神不允许他们伤害那一些额上有神名字的人。
What is the forehead that is being talked about here?
这个额头讲到什么？
You know, all of us have a forehead.
我们每一个人都有一个额头。
And every forehead is the most prominent place that everybody else sees.
每一个额头是很突出的一个点。
You know, some people are more conservative.
有的人比较保守。
And they wear long robes, they cover almost the entire body.
他们穿长袍把自己全身都遮起来。
And some people are very modest and conservative and they even cover their head.
有的人比较更保守把自己的头都遮起来。
In the Middle Eastern culture,
在中东的地方
a lot of the women even have veil to cover their face.
在很多女人都有帕子把自己的脸遮起来。
But they will show the forehead.
但他们会露出自己的额头。
And the forehead, why? Because they need to see with their eyes.
因为他们的眼睛要看见。
And of course, the extremists, they even cover the whole entire head.
那最极端的人把头整个脸都遮起来。
Like the Muslim culture.
就像回教徒。
But then, we Christians, we need to see with our eyes.
但是我们基督徒，我们要用眼睛来看。
And sometimes there's too much dust in the street of Taiwan or Shanghai.
比如说台湾或者上海街上有许多的灰尘。
So we put on a mask to cover our nose and our mouth.
我们就戴一个口罩。
But we need to keep walking.
但我们还是要走路。
So our eyes must see.
我们眼睛必须要看见。
And our forehead is out there also.
我们的额头也在。
So what is the meaning of the forehead?
额头到底是什么意思？
The forehead shows who you are.
额头表示我们是什么样的一个人。
But you know what? It is not a common practice for people to have a mark on the forehead.
但是对人来说，这不是很普通的，在额上有什么记号。
And for Toyota to make a car before they ship it out, they put on an emblem.
丰田汽车公司他们要造一个车的时候，他们会把他们的记号放在信封上。
And BMW put on another emblem.
宝马也会把他们的记号放在信封
上。So you know by looking at that, you know that is that type of car.
我们就知道那个是什么样的车。
But how do you judge human being?
那我们怎么样来看人呢？
And God has not put a mark on the forehead in the first day.
神没有一开始就把一个记号放在我们的额上。
But on the last day, God will put a mark on everyone.
但在最后一天，神会把一个记号放在我们的额
上。Or more precisely,
和更准确的讲，
someone will live out the mark that is within them.
有人会把那一个在他们里面的记号活出来。
And until it becomes truly consistent of who they are.
直到那个成为他们，就显出他们真实的人。
And if a person is buying and selling all his life for a profit for himself.
如果一个人一生就是为着自己的利益，一利益在做买卖。
Then in the last day, he will have a mark of the beast on his forehead.
那到最后一天，在他的额上就会有兽的记号。
But if someone is not living a life for himself.
如果一个人一生都不为自己而活,
he followed the Lamb of God who died for him.
他跟随那位羔羊为他受死的,
and as he moved on through his life, he is relying upon the Holy Spirit. And one day when he arrived to the final destination,
当那一天他来到终极点,
God said, you have earned the mark of the follower of the Lamb.
神就说你已经得到那一个羔羊的印记。
But today is the Father's Day. And the world do not recognize this as the Day of the Lamb.
世界不知道这是羔羊的日子。
So I will emphasize on the Father part.
我会注重讲到父天父这一面。
For those who follow the Lamb,
那一些跟随羔羊的,
they have the mark of the Lamb,
他们有羔羊的记号,
and the Father.
也有父,
how do we know we belong to the Father on that day? That is because in the fullness of time, Christ has come to redeem His own people. Christ Jesus paid His life for the redemption. And what is redemption? Redemption is the life of Christ Himself. That is the life of the Son of God Himself. We are but nothing. We know we are sinners. But we never ask to be sons of God. And we just want to be having our sins forgiven. But the package is this.
但是这一个整个一个 组合是这样的。
And if you have Jesus Christ forgiven your sin as the redemption,
如果耶稣基督将你的罪赦免成为你的救赎,
the complete package is that you also get to be a children of God.
那个完整的组合就是你也是神的儿女。
So therefore we are sinners saved by grace.
所以我们是蒙恩的罪人。
And we are also beloved children of God.
我们也是神所爱的儿女。
And how do you know redemption is like this?
我们怎么知道救赎就是这样呢?
And so I have to explain this a little bit more.
我要稍微解释一下。
How do you know an empty can fetch you 5 cents?
你怎么知道一个空的罐子可以给你五分钱?
If you bring to me an empty can,
如果你带一个空的罐子给我,
I said, throw it in the trash can.
我会告诉你丢在垃圾箱里。
You cannot get 5 cents from me.
我不会给你五分钱。
Who will give you 5 cents for the empty can?
谁会给你五分钱呢?
Well, recycling center.
你去那个回收站。
Does it make sense, right? How do we get the redemption of Jesus Christ so that we can be sons of God? Because there was one day Jesus Christ went onto the cross. And He paid His life upon the cross. And in such a place, the Father is there.
在那个时候父亲也在那里。
And when Jesus Christ said, it is finished,
当主耶稣说成了,
the Father said, okay, I'll take that.
父神就说, okay, 我接受这一个。
And He took the redemption in His hand.
他就把这个赎价拿在手上。
So how do we know that we are redeemed?
我们怎么知道我们被救赎了呢?
You and I must come also to the cross. It is at such a place that all sinners are redeemed. And it is at such a place the Son of God say, the God the Father says, this person is now worth the life of the Son of God.
在十架那里神说这一个人, 配做神的儿子。
So we find our worth is as good as the Son of God. Jesus Christ took treasure of all of us.
主耶稣宝贝我们每一个人。
He paid His life in order to obtain us.
他将他的生命献上，为要来得着我们。
So that now we know we are no longer belonging to ourselves.
现在我们知道我们并不属于自己。
He paid a price, therefore I belong to Him.
他为我们付了赎价，所以我们属于他。
And that is redemption.
那是救赎。
And the Father said, it is right.
父亲说这是对的。
These people I used to not care.
这些人我从前我不管他们。
But the son redeemed for them.
但是神的儿子救赎了他们。
Now I have to care for all these people.
现在我要照顾所有这些人。
Because they are now my sons also.
因为他们现在也是我的种子。
Because I now look at these people as my sons.
现在我看这些人都是我的儿子。
We don't recognize that.
我们不知道这些。
We only think about, oh, my sins are forgiven.
我们只知道我们的罪得赦免。
And I just hope that next time I won't sin again.
我也盼望我下一次不要再犯罪了。
You know, you will sin again.
你知道吗？你还会犯罪。
Until you realize that you are not a worthless sinner anymore.
直到有一天你承认自己不再是一个无赖的罪人。
But the Holy Spirit dwells in you.
因为圣灵住在我们的里面。
Crying out, Abba, Father.
呼叫阿爸父。
The moment you're about to sin.
那你要犯罪的那一刻
You say, Oh, Abba, Father.
你就呼叫阿爸父
You find out that there is a strength in you that you never recognized before.
你就发现在你里面有一个从来没有的能力
That is the time you cannot sin.
那就是你不能再犯罪
You are not able to sin.
你不可以再犯罪
Because the Holy Spirit dwells in you.
因为圣灵住在你的里面
Redemption is the highest truth for all mankind.
救赎是对为所有是所有人的一个
Because we used to be worthless.
因为我们原来是没有任何价值
的。Now we are worth to the whole world to the Heavenly Father.
而我们现在对神是有价值的。
Because this is the most precious things of His heart.
因为这是神心中最宝贵的。
And we are all worth something today.
我们今天都是有价值的。
Thank Lord, thank God for our Redeemer.
感谢主为着我们的救赎主我们感谢神
And when the Holy Spirit cried out Abba Father in us
当圣灵在我们的里面呼喊阿爸父
It is a very personal experience
那是一个很个人的经历
No one sitting next to you will know what's going on with you
坐在你旁边的人并不知道在你里面发生什么
Your husband, your wife, your father, your mother, your boyfriend, girlfriend No one will know what's going on with you
你的妻子、你的丈夫、你的父母、你的儿女，不知道在你里面发生什么。
Except yourself.
只有你自己知道。
The Holy Spirit has come in secret.
圣灵在来到我们的里面。
It suddenly enters into you.
忽然进入我们的心房。
You know it.
我知道。
You cry out, Abba, Father.
你知道，你就呼喊阿爸父。
You know you are a child of God, safe in the arm of the Father.
你知道你是神的儿女，在主的怀中你得救了。
This is the first mark that we receive.
这是我们得到的第一个印记。
But the mark is hidden in us.
但这一个印记是藏在我们里面。
It is not on our forehead.
并不在我们的额上。
Until when you arrive to the final destination.
直到你来到最后的终点。
Then everybody will see it.
然后每一个人都会看见。
Wow, our brother Keith, he has the mark of the Father on his forehead.
哇 ,Keith 弟兄的额上有父的记号。
Oh, our brother Kenneth has the mark on his forehead.
Kenneth 弟兄头额上有神的记号。
And Kenneth say, wait a minute.
Kenneth 说等一等。
You did not say it's the mark of the Father.
你没有说是父的记号。
And I say, yes, it is the mark of the Father.
我说是的，是父的印记。
At least we all hope that we have the mark of the Father.
我们都盼望我们有父的印记。
One day we hope to be such witnesses.
我们都盼望做这样子的见证人。
That we don't need to say anymore, we don't need to do anymore, but everybody knows that we are the children of the Heavenly Father.
我们不需要再说什么或做什么，我们都知道我们是神的儿女。
But today it is not enough to keep the Holy Spirit in our hearts.
但是今天不能够只把圣灵藏在我们的里面。
If the Holy Spirit has truly come into the heart,
如果圣灵真的来到我们的心中，
If we have truly recognized that our God is our Heavenly Father,
如果我们真的承认神是我们的天父，
Then according to the Bible,
那照着圣经
The book of Isaiah, the truth will be revealed through us.
以赛亚书讲到说那一个真实会从我里面显出来。
And what is this truth that shall happen on us?
那个真实到底是什么？
Isaiah 63:16 says,
以赛亚书63章16节
For you are our father.
他说你是我们的父。
Though Abraham does not know us.
虽然亚伯拉罕虽然不认识我们。
And Israel does not know us.
以色列也不承认我们。
You, O Lord, are our Father.
耶和华啊，你是我们的父。
Our Redeemer
是我们的救赎主。
From of old is your name.
从万古以来，你名称为我们的救赎主。
How we thank the Lord that it is wonderful for the words of God is now fulfilled in every child of God.
我们感谢神，神的话现在应验在每一个神儿女的身上。
Yes, the day we recognize that God is our Father.
我们承认神是我们的父。
The same day we recognize that He is our Redeemer.
同一天我们也承认他是我们的救赎主。
Then Isaiah 64:8 says,
以赛亚书64章。
But now, O Lord, you are our Father.
主啊，现在你仍是我们的父。
We are the clay.
我们是泥。
You are the potter.
你是窑匠。
And what does that mean?
那是什么意思？
It continued to say, and all of us are the work of your hand.
接着说我们都是你手的工作。
It is not enough to cry out Abba Father in our hearts.
只是呼叫阿巴父并不够。
We must recognize that this Father is now our Redeemer.
我们要承认这一位父今天是我们的救赎主。
But it is not enough to recognize only that He is our Redeemer.
只是承认他是我们的救赎主并不够。
We must know that we are also like the clay in the potter's hand.
我们也要知道我们好像泥在窑匠的手中。
And we are the Father's handiwork.
我们是他手中的工作。
Each one of us is to be made and molded and shaped by our Father in heaven.
每一个人都要照着父神的形象来被制作。
And that is the reality of the workings of the Holy Spirit that is to be fulfilled in us.
这是圣灵今天在我们里面做真实的工作。
The spirit of a redeemed son is to come to do this one thing.
神耶稣基督今天在我们的里面就是做这一件事。
And is to shape us so that one day we will carry the image of the Father through us.
要把我们做成，直到有一天我们在我们身上能够显出神的形
象。But that takes a lot of work.
那需要很多的工作。
You know, if you have a child.
你知道，如果你有孩子
，If you want to shape your son, it is a long procedure.
如果你想塑造你自己的儿子，那是很长的一事情。
Because he is an individual who has his own mind, emotion, and his will.
因为他是一个个人，他有他自己的心思意志。
If he does not recognize that what you tell him is better than what he can think of,
如果他不觉得说你告诉他的是比他自己想的更好。
100% of the time, he will keep doing his own thing.
常常他会照着自己的意思去做。
But what makes us submit to our God, our Redeemer, as His handiwork?
但是什么把叫我们愿意把自己交给神，在神手中成为
他的工作。That is because one day the Holy Spirit has come to dwell in our hearts.
那是因为有一天圣灵来住在我们的里面。
And all of a sudden, we realize that Holy Spirit is enable us to do the things that we cannot ourselves.
忽然我们发现圣灵在我们的里面帮助我们做我们所不能做的事。
I used to be powerful.
我原来很有能力。
I used to own the vast kingdom.
原来我拥有所有的一切。
But when I have the Holy Spirit in me,
但当圣灵在我的里面
I rather have Jesus.
我宁愿有耶稣。
I used to be so smart.
我原来很聪明。
And I used, everybody says I was so witty.很聪明。
所有人都说我很聪明。
But then one day when I have the Holy Spirit,
但有一天圣灵在我的里面。
And I would say the most foolish thing.
我会说我是很愚拙的。
Everybody disagree with me.
每一个人都不同意我讲的。
But because the Holy Spirit in me says this is the only way.
但是因为圣灵在里面说这是唯一的道路。
It is foolish to the world.
对世人来说是愚拙的。
It is foolish to yourself.
对自己来说是愚拙的。
But because you recognize that Father's way is higher than your way.
但是因为你承认神的道路高过你的道路。
The Father's thought is higher than your thought.
他的意念高过你的意念。
So you are willing to be put yourself in the Father's hand.
你就愿意把自己交在父神的手中。
To be the clay in His hand.
成为他手中的泥。
To let him shape you.
让他来塑造你。
Let him mold you.
让他来团你。
What if you are a father?
如果你是一位父亲。
Or if you are a mother.
或者你是一位母亲。
If you said, son, go east.
如果你说儿子往西走。
And every time your son is going west.
你说儿子往东走，然后你儿子每次都往西走。
How would you feel?
你会如何想？
Two things.
两件事。
He is rebellious.
他是悖逆的。
Or,
或者
He thinks you're stupid.
他觉得你很愚蠢。
As a father,
一位父亲，
On earth,
在地上，
We are stupid.
我们是愚拙的。
If we are not stupid,
如果我们不愚拙,
Why would you spend all your time and effort and energy and love on a person who care less about what you think?
你怎么会花所有的精力在一个不在乎你讲、不在乎你的人身上?
But if you have the Father's life, I'm talking about the Heavenly Father's life.
如果你有天父的生命,
Even all sinners rebelled against him.
就算所有的罪人都背叛他,
And only you know going east is the only way.
但是你却知道说往东走是唯一的一条路。
Even the whole world will want to go west.
就算整个世界都往西走。
You will still have to go east.
你还是会往东走。
And one day at the very end.
而有一天在终极点。
The people who ended in the east.
那些来到往东边走的人。
Will have the mark of the, on their foreheads of the Father.
在他们的额上会有父的印记。
That's not English. Will have the mark of the Father on their forehead.
在他们的额上有父的印记。
And the one who goes to the west,
而那些往西走的人
will have the mark of themselves,
会有他们自己的印记。
What is beast?
那兽是什么？
Beast typically in the Bible speaks of a government.
兽在圣经里面讲到一个组织。
It speaks of the collective wisdom of a group of people.
讲到一些人他们所拥有的智慧。
They are considered wisdom in this world.
他们在世界上被称为有智慧的。
They are considered majority.
他们是多数的。
They take a lot of people down that road.
他们把所有的人往那一条路上走。
Only those who have the Holy Spirit and obey.
只有那些有圣灵的人和顺服的人。
Will end up going to where the Father pointed to.
会往父所指示的路去走。
And may we have the understanding of what redeemed sons of God means.
我们要认识神的儿子是我们的救赎是什么意思？
It means that we now have a good beginning.
意思就是我们有一个好的开始。
But we must obey.
但是我们必须顺服。
Now to obey is not that easy.
而顺服并不是这么简单。
And to obey simply means to listen to the Father and not ourselves.
顺服就是听父神的意思，不是听
我们自己。 And what is God saying to all of us?
神在对我们每一个人说什么？
God is saying that you must come out of your old ways.
他说你必须要从他们中间出来。
And you must leave the majority that is going that way.
要离开那一些多数的与他们分别。
And I give you the freedom to be independent.
我把那一个自由赐给你。
But you must choose freedom as well.
但是你必须拣选自由。
For anyone who choose freedom,
那一些拣选自由的人
has to obey the Father.
必须要顺服天父。
And what does that mean?
那是什么意思？
That means they have to leave their old ways.
他们要脱离他们原来的。
For the purpose of entering into the new ways.
目的是要进入那一个新造的。
Our Father has prepared deliverance for us.
父神已经为我们预备了拯救。
But deliverance cannot happen if we don't obey.
这一个拯救不会发生，如果我们不顺服。
And if we truly want the Lord to deliver us,
如果我们真的要神来拯救我们。
For the Israelites,
为以色列人。
They have to leave Egypt,
以色列人必须离开埃及。
To enter into the promised land,
才能进入应许之地。
Leaving Egypt is not complete deliverance.
离开埃及并不是完全的拯救。
A lot of them died in the wilderness for 40 years.
很多人四十年在旷野的里面就死了。
But if we are to leave Egypt,
要离开埃及。
Our purpose is to enter into the promised land.
我们的目的是要进入应许之地。
That is full deliverance.
那是完全的拯救。
And a lot of times for us Christians,
很多时候我们基督徒。
We also do not like sins.
我们也不喜欢犯罪。
Or we also do not like our old ways.
我们也不喜欢自己的旧的道路。
And so therefore, one day we get sick and tired of it.
所以到一天我们厌恶自己的生活。
And so we say, we vow, we won't do it again.
我们就发誓我们不再这样做。
And we leave this for a moment.
我们就暂时离开那个地方。
But you know what? Leaving something old does not keep you for a long time.
离开那个原来的地方并不会一直保守我们
Because you have not given yourself to the God the Father.
因为你没有把自己交在父神手中
Leaving something, it's only for a moment.
离开那个地方只是暂时的
All religion teach you to do that.
所有的宗教都教导你这样做
But our God the Father is giving us something better.
但神我们的天父给我们更好的
Before he asked you to leave where you were supposed where you were
在他叫你离开你原来所在之地之前
He has already prepared a place for you to go
他已经为你预备了一个地方
Provided you will leave this place right away
而叫你可以离开这一个地方
And go to this place as quickly as you can
你可以马上进入那一个地方
There is no middle ground in the scheme of God for us
在这个里面没有中间的地
Paul says, leave this group of people. Do not be bound together with unbelievers. And what partnership have righteousness and lawlessness? And what fellowship has light with darkness? What harmony has Christ with Satan? What a believer in common with unbelievers? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? Paul
made
that proclamation.
保罗宣告说,
For we are the temple of the living God. And the Lord promises. He will dwell in them. And walk among them. And the Lord said, I will be their God. And it is a marvelous proclamation by the Lord. The Lord said, they shall be my people. And therefore come out from the midst and be separate. We Christians, we have the Spirit cry out Abba Father in us.
在基督徒在我们的里面，圣灵帮助我们呼喊阿巴父。
But we must know that not only when we sin and then we cry out for help.
而我们知道，不只是在我们犯罪的时候，我们呼叫阿巴父。
And if we truly cry out Abba Father.
如果我们真的呼叫阿巴父。
Then leave the old things behind.
离开那一个原来的地方。
Come as quickly as you can to the new ways of the Lord. There is no, oh, I will wait for a month and then see.
你不能够说，我再等一个月看看。
I will let this thought diminish and then I will come to the Lord.
我把这些都忘记了以后，我再来到神的面前。
Oh, I will let this emotion subside and then I will return to the Lord.
让那些情绪过去了，我才来到主的面前。
No such thing for the Lord's deliverance.
在神的拯救里面没有这样的事。
Either you come.
只有你来,
or you haven't not come.
或者你不来,
you either you have the mark of the beast.
要么在你额上有兽的记号印记,
or the mark of the father.
或者有父的印记,
the mark of the beast may not mean punishment today.
兽的印记在今天并不一定就是审判,
in fact, it may mean a lot of freedom as a human being living on earth.
可以是很多在世上的自由,
but then on the final destination,
但是到终极点的时候,
it is more than punishment.
那比审判更厉害,
it is 比惩罚更厉害,
比惩罚更厉害,
it is a punishment that no one can ever dream of.
是人所无法想象的惩罚,
it is eternal darkness.
是永远的黑暗,
it is pain forever.
是永远的痛苦,
dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
I'm saying this to myself.
我对我自己这样子讲,
and to all the children of the Lord.
也对神所有的神的儿女这样子,
the reason why we are so weak.
为什么我们今天这么软弱,
is because we are all too clever and too strong.
因为我们都太聪明太强壮了。
If we are to follow the Holy Spirit.
如果我们来跟随圣灵,
if we want to seek after the Lord's will.
如果我们愿意来寻求神的旨意,
we must leave our old ways.
我们必须离开我们原来的地方。
You know, for a child to leave his old ways is the most difficult thing.
为一个孩子要离开他旧的地方。
My son is about to enter college.
我儿子快要读大学了。
And we often tease him.
我们常常取笑他。
Are you going to bring your blanket to the dorm?
你会不会把你自己的毯子带去?
He has a security blanket.
他有一个, 安安有安全感的一个毯子。
He feels it very comforting.
他觉得很受安慰。
You know, as a father, I feel actually it's very sweet.
作为一个父亲, 我觉得这个很可爱。
I say, oh, my baby.
哦,是我的baby。
But then my child has to grow up.
但我的孩子需要长大。
And he said, now I will just go without it.
他说, 哦, 我不会把他带去。
And I hope so.
啊, 我也希望这样。
Because the comfort that we used to enjoy one day will be no more.
因为我们原来所享受的有一天会不见了。
Either you willingly put it down,
就算你愿意把它放下,
or someone will rip it off your hand.
或者有人会从你手中夺去。
There is no long-lasting comfort in this world.
在这个世界上没有永久的享受。
You used to rely on your own understanding.
以前我们都, 依靠我们自己的智慧。
One day you will find yourself foolish.
有一天发现我们自己是愚拙的。
You used to go all over the place and saying, I have my calendar all filled out.
从前我们说我们的, 日记本, 我们的, 行程都已经排满了。
And for a whole entire year,
我们这一年的行程都排满了。
One day you discover you can't even go out the door.
有一天发现我们, 我根本就出不了大门。
This is the story of all humanity.
这是人的, 故事。
And I'm preaching the good news.
我在传一个好信息。
And I'm also telling you there is bad news in this world.
我也告诉你在这个世上有坏消息。
If it's good news that you believe,
好消息你就要相信,
or the bad news that you realize,
坏的消息你要认识这个坏的消息,
then even the bad news is good news to you.
然后坏消息对你来说也会成为好消息。
I say it again.
我再说,
one day, either you let go of it yourself,
有一天, 你或者自己放掉,
or someone will take it away from you. I hope we all have the wisdom of being saved.
我们都有这样子,
and today, let us rise up and be strong of God's people.
今天让我们起来成为神,
and that relies on our Holy Spirit within.
靠着在我们里面的圣灵。
And everyone's journey is a little different.
每一个人的旅程有一点不同。
Because no one has the same kind of leverage.
因为不是每一个人都有这样子的,
I don't know either. Not everyone has the same kind of trust.
不是每一个人都有这样子的信任。
Someone trusts their horse.
有人信靠他的马。
Someone trusts their chariots.
有人依靠马, 有人依靠,
车。 And I don't know what you're trusting.
我不知道你依靠的是什么。
But the Holy Spirit must take you out of your old ways.
但圣灵必须把你从你旧的里面拯救出来。
Even when we serve in the church together,
就算我们在教会的里面一同侍奉,
there is a pattern so difficult to break.
有一个情形是很难被破裂的。
But whatever good result it brought us in the past,
不管之前带给我们多好的, 结果,
it is always,
那是旧的方法。
Today we must rely on the Holy Spirit today.
今天我们必须来依靠圣灵。
So the first thing is that we come back to the Lord.
第一件事就是要回到主的面前。
Seek after His will.
寻求他的旨意。
If we are to serve together,
如果我们要一起侍奉,
we must know what the Holy Spirit is doing in us today.
我们必须知道圣灵今天在我们的里面要做什么。
And so that everyone will lay down himself for that purpose.
所以每一个人都会为了那一个目的放下自己。
That is not, may not be majority. It may be majority.
那也许可能是多数的人。
But either majority or minority, the emphasis is the Holy Spirit.
不管是多数或少数, 最重要的是圣灵。
So that's why we need to share.
所以我们需要来分享。
We need to open up to one another.
我们需要对彼此能够敞开。
And we need to know that what is to be having fellowship in Christ Jesus.
我们要知道说在, 主里面是有交通。
How do you know that is the case?
我怎么知道是这样呢?
I don't know that is your case.
我不知道这是也许是你的情况。
I only know what is the Holy Spirit burdening my heart.
我只知道圣灵在我们, 在我里面的负担。
So therefore I say it.
所以我这样子说。
And therefore you say it.
所以你也这样说。
I hope we are all serious about how the Lord is leading us.
而我们都对主要带我们的道路是认真的。
Let us have our relationship renewed with the Lord.
我们知道我们的道路。
And with one another.
也认识彼此。
The important thing of a redeemed son,
最重要的那一些被赎回的儿子,
is to renew everything.
就是能够一切都更新。
The Lord Jesus Christ said, Behold, I am making all things new.
主耶稣说, 我将一切都更新了。
And that's why the Holy Spirit is working in us.
那就是为什么圣灵在我们的里面工作。
If you are already on the right path,
如果你已经在这条对的路上,
I pray that you keep going.
我祷告你继续往前走。
If you never know that how the Holy Spirit works in you,
因为你永远不知道圣灵要怎样在你里面工作,
I pray that you come back to the Lord and pray before you do anything.
我祷告你会先回到神的面前。
Because this is the only way to get to the final destination.
因为这是唯一一条道路带我们到终极点。
And if we are to depart from something,
如果我们要脱离一个什么,
and quickly enter into something else,
我们要立刻进入另外一个事情,
then we know that the process of it is called spiritual battle.
我们知道这个过程叫做属灵的征战。
If you like, have this spiritual battle that they constantly lost.
以色列人在这样属灵征战里面常常失败。
And they fail and they die in the wilderness.
他们失败, 他们也死在旷野的里面。
And it is my experience that I fail constantly in this process as well.
在我的经历里面, 我也常常在这个过程中会失败。
I don't like myself.
我不喜欢我自己。
I want to live out Christ.
我要活出基督。
But when I'm going about one quarter of the way,
当我刚刚开始的时候,
someone said the wrong thing.
有人就讲了一件, 讲了一句错的话,
and that didn't tickle me.
然后就, 触犯了我,
and so I say, forget about it, I'll go back to the old way.
然后我就算了, 我还是回到原来的,
I'll make peace with everyone.
然后我和大家都有平安就好了。
What's the point of keep standing out like a sore thumb?
为什么我常常都要像一根刺那样子站出来?
And sometimes I muster up enough strength and go halfway.
有时候我走, 有多一点力量到一半的时候,
and then everybody agrees.
然后很多人就同意了。
Then right about that time, I realized this is my way.
然后就在那个时候，我发现这是我自己的道路。
Then I fall back on the old ways.
然后我又回到原来的路上。
Then everybody says loser.
然后每个人都说我是失败的。
It is not easy to go all the way from the old to the new.
要从旧的到新的并不是这么容易。
It is really not easy.
真的不是那么容易,
because not only you have to have the will and obedience to the Lord,
因为并不只你要有这样的意志和这样的顺服,
there is warfare happening.
在路上也有许多的征战。
When you are willing,
当你愿意的时候,
your friends may be pulling you back.
你的朋友可能在拉你回去。
When you are willing,
当你愿意的时候,
your closest family members may be pulling you back.
可能你最亲近的人可能在拉拖你的后腿。
For a person truly wants to leave the old ways and go to the new ways,
而有一个人如果真的愿意脱离那个旧的进入新的,
we must understand what Jesus Christ is saying in Matthew 10:34 and 39.
我们要来看主耶稣在马太福音10:34到39节。
He says, do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth.
而你们不要想我来是叫地上太平。
I did not come to bring peace, but a sword.
我来并不是叫地上太平,
for I came to set a man against his father.
因为我来是叫人与父亲生疏。
And we'll jump over to verse 37.
我们跳到第37节。
He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me.
爱父母过于爱我的不配做我的门徒。
He who loves sons or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
爱儿女过于爱我的不配做我的门徒。
He who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me.
不背着他的十字架跟从我的也不配做我的门徒。
There are three worthiness talking about here.
这里讲到有三个配。
What is your worth?
你到底配什么?
What is your value?
你的价值到底是什么?
Today we know that our worth, our value is the redemption of the Son of God.
我们今天我们知道我们的价值因为有耶稣基督的救赎。
We are worthy as much as the Son of God Himself.
我们和神的儿子一样配。
If you are to be worthy of the Son of God,
如果你要配, 做神的儿子,
then you have to leave completely from the old and enter completely to the new.
你要尽快从旧的道路出来, 马上进入新的,
there is no middle ground.
在这个没有中间点,
as strong as we determine we want to follow this way,
就算我们很刚强的, 定义要来跟走这条道路,
we will find ourselves completely helpless to do such a thing.
我们仍然发现自己完全的没有力量。
What if it's your own father says you can't?
如果你父亲说你不行,
you must obey my ways.
你必须要顺服我的路。
Is this the Lord's way? If it is not the Lord's way, if you have the redemption of the Son of God, then even if your father is wrong. How about your mother? Your son? Your daughter? The issue is not love. The issue is not worthy. It's not respect of the earthly relationship. The issue is the redemption value of the living Son of God. If we have not this, we are not saved yet. We have not been redeemed yet. Oh, the Son of God paid His life for all of us. And He wants to prove that we are the living sons of God. Redemption is true upon the cross.
在十架上救赎是真的,
but it is a battle.
但这是一个征战,
who says it's easy?
谁说是容易的?
Who says it is easy to lay down everything to serve the Lord?
谁说放下一切来跟随主是容易的?
Oh, one day I wanted to serve the Lord.
有一天我要来侍奉主。
And I say, oh, Mom, Dad, I need to serve the Lord.
父亲母亲我要来侍奉主。
They said you're crazy.
他们说你疯了吗?
Aren't you supposed to be architect?
你不是应该是个建筑师吗?
Didn't we send you overseas to be architect?
我们把你送去海外读书，不是叫你成为建筑师吗?
Didn't we pay you tuition to be architect?
我们不是为你付了学费使你成为一个建筑师吗?
Aren't you working in an architect's office like an architect?
你不是在一个建筑公司里面做一个建筑师吗?
Why are you flip-flopping?
你为什么换来换去?
Why are you so unfaithful to what our calling for you is?
你为什么对我们这样的不忠诚呢?
Oh, I say, oh, Mom, Dad, I don't know how to reply to you.
他说父亲母亲我不知道要怎样来回答你们。
But I have to.
但是我必须这样做。
So I lay down my life.
所以我放下一切。
My career.
我的事业。
I want to serve the Lord.
我要来侍奉神。
So it is a battle.
这是一个征战。
So my father says,
而我父亲说,
oh, it's okay, son.
那也可以啦,儿子。
If you want to serve the Lord,
如果你要侍奉主,
go ahead, do it for a while.
你就试一下, 做一段时间。
And if you're not happy,
如果你不高兴,
if you don't have the good environment for your future,
如果你将来没有一个好的环境,
or even if you have to have more education,
或者你希望得到更多的,
we will pay again for your seminary school.
如果你想要读神学院,
because we love you, we want you to be happy.
因为我们爱你,
that word came to me like a knife.
那些话对我来讲,
how am I going to leave them?
我怎么样能够离开他们,
and serve the Lord?
来侍奉神,
I say, oh, I'm so sorry.
我说父母,
oh, I'm so sorry.
我真的很对不起,
but then I hang up. Then my mother called. If you're going to do this,
如果你这样做,
I don't have this son anymore. So one comes to me in a very loving way.
然后我父亲, 对我充满了爱,
one comes to me in a very strong way.
另外一个对我那么的严厉,
and I say, oh, I'm sorry.
然后我就说,
I cannot but follow the Lord.
我没有办法, 我必须要跟随主。
I'm so sorry.
我真的很对不起。
But you know, there is a way of salvation for all of us.
你知道, 为我们每一个人, 都有一个, 一条,
if you truly obey,
如果你真的顺服,
there will be true life coming out.
就从你里面有真的光出来,
if you truly obey,
如果你真的顺服,
there will be true liberty comes out.
就有真的自由出来。
So I hang up. I was grieving in my heart. I do love my earthly parents.
我爱我世上的父母。
I have today because of them.
我有今天是因为有他们。
I love them more than anything else.
我爱他们胜过一切。
Today is the Father's Day.
今天是父亲的日子。
I love my father.
我爱我的父亲。
But then I'm also a redeemed son of God. I love my heavenly father too.
我爱我属天的我天上的父亲。
So every morning I woke up.
每一天早上我起来,
I bow before my Lord.
我在神面前祈求,
I say, how can I serve you?
我说我怎么样来侍奉你?
Oh, there's no way out.
但没有别的路。
It takes days.
过了好多天。
It takes weeks.
很多礼拜。
But suddenly one day mother called.
忽然有一天我母亲打电话给我。
And she was so happy.
她那样的喜乐。
I say, what's so happy?
你为什么这么高兴呢？
She said, now you can go serve Jesus Christ.
你现在可以去侍奉耶稣基督了。
And I say, why?
说为什么？
And she said, oh, because I went to a temple.
因为我去了一个庙。
She said, you know, when you say you need to serve the Lord full time,
当你告诉我你要全时间来侍奉主。
He said it's the greatest tragedy to our family.
对我们家庭来说是一个很大的事情。
And I cannot eat, I could not sleep.
我不能吃，我不能睡。
And she said I was almost having a nervous breakdown.
她说我的神经快崩溃。
And so one day she said I cannot help it, I have to go to temple. She doesn't usually go to temple.
他平时并不去庙里面，但那一天他说我没有办法。
She said she needs to ask about my future.
他说他要去为我的将来去寻求询问。
So she just went to a close by temple.
他就去家附近的一个庙。
And she knelt down with all her sincerity.
他在那里真的很诚心的跪在那里。
And she said, "Oh, if there is a God, tell me where my son is going to go."
如果真的有神，告诉我我的儿子到底要去哪里。
So she was shaking that wooden box.
他在 那里摇那个签。
Out it goes a piece of a lock.
然后 就跳出来一根签。
And then she took it to the person for interpretation.
然后他就去那个一个人那里。
And she said, what does that mean?
然后他说那是什么意思。
And the guy said, what are you asking for?
他说你在问什么。
And she said, I'm asking for my son's future.
他说我在问为我的儿子问他的将来。
And then the guy said, oh, if it's about future, this is the best of the best.
然后说如果是讲到将来，那是上上上签。
And she said, oh, really?
他说哦，真的。
Why?
为什么？
She said, don't you know what this is saying?
然后你不知道这在讲什么吗？
The lot is saying,
这个签说的是。
He is going to work under one person.
他说他要在一个人下面工作。
But above all people.
但是在万人之上。
This is the lot for the kings.
这是为一个君王的签。
And my mom then was so happy.
然后我妈妈非常高兴。
She said, wow.
她说 wow.
My son is serving Jesus Christ.
我儿子要侍奉耶稣基督。
Then if he is under one person.
如果他是在一人之下。
And above all people.
在万人之上。
Then Jesus Christ must be God.
那耶稣基督一定就是神。
Well, that's not too bad.
那还不错。
Okay, go, go, go.
好，那你就去吧。
So she started eating and sleeping like before.
她开始又吃又睡了。
But this is true thing.
那这是真的一件事情。
Because we are sons of God.
因为我们是神的儿子。
Our God wants us more than anything else.
神要我们胜过一切。
If we are to obey.
如果我们来顺服，
May we find wisdom to obey quickly.
我盼望我们都有智慧来顺服。
We don't know what is the outcome when we obey.
我们不知道我们顺服会带来什么。
But we must obey our heavenly Father.
但我们必须顺服我们的天父。
Because God knows.
因为神知道。
And He knows how to bring us through.
他知道怎么带我们经过。
And in the very end.
在最终。
And those who have the mark of the Father on the forehead.
那些在额上有父印记的人。
And they will be rejoicing, singing a new song with the heavenly throng.
他们要在天上唱新歌。
And the Bible says there's no longer any curse.
那就不再有咒诅。
They will be the bond servants of the living God.
他们要成为神的仆人，要来侍奉他。
And they will see his face.
也要见他的面。
Forever and ever.
直到永远。
God is gracious to us.
神对我们满了恩惠。
Redemption is our very foundation.
救赎是我们的根基。
Let everyone stand upon it.
我们都站在这个根基上。
Let us sing hymn 236 again.
我们再唱236。
The Spirit dwells in me.
圣灵住在我心中。
And if we are to receive the Holy Spirit's working today,
如果我们要得到圣灵的工作，
Let us sing it with your whole heart.
我们就用我们的全心来唱。
Commit yourselves to the Lord.
把你的自己交在主的手中。
Whether you are happy with yourself or not happy with yourself.
不管你对自己高不高兴。
The importance is to have the Holy Spirit working in us.
最重要的是让圣灵在我们的里面工作。
For we are clay.
我们是泥土。
Our Father is the potter.
我们的父是窑匠。
He is to work on us.
他要在我们的身上工作。
Let us sing this through.
我们来唱一遍。